Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Prof, do I have you on the line? If I do,
you
good
do
afternoon
indeed
to you.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, Simon. Hi.
Great to have you, Prof. Before we cross to you, I was going on a bit of a tangent about Donald Trump suggesting that one take disinfectant in order to guard against the virus. Any thoughts on disinfectant, Prof?
Oh, gosh, do you want me to comment on Donald Trump? Wow.
No. It's good enough that one of us gets into trouble. Let that be me. We'll maintain your reputation, Prof. But what we are going to talk...
I was going to say disinfecting, good for disinfecting surfaces, absolutely.
There you go. And that's what they should be used for. You heard it from the prof himself. Use disinfectants to disinfect surfaces and surfaces.
Not
only
human surfaces.
Not human surfaces. Prof, interesting week last week. We were given a risk matrix that we are divided into five different levels, five being the worst. We've been moved on to four. What does that actually mean? How does that translate for us in our daily lives?
Yeah, it is interesting, and I'm very impressed. I think many people overseas have also been impressed by this categorization into these levels. I think it's very wise doing that. And clearly there's been a tremendous economic and social pressures for release of some of the restrictions which were in level five. I think our hearts really go out to those small businesses which are really suffering as a result of the lockdown, and also for large sections of the population who don't have food in their stomachs. So clearly there had to be a relaxation of these restrictions. I think the important thing, Simon, is that this is really far from being a signal that the epidemic is heading towards a decline. I think that's very important to emphasize. Nothing could be further from the truth. What the lockdown has done is it has actually pinned up the virus, but that virus is still there. That virus is not going anywhere. It still is there. It's in the country, and the great majority of the population are still very susceptible and vulnerable to infection. They haven't experienced the virus. So we really, in fact, at a very sensitive and vulnerable stage of the epidemic come Friday, because of that reason. And I think it's important that it's not a signal to kind of start relaxing social distancing and personal hygiene. I think as important as it was before the lockdown started, I think it's extremely important now to maintain that. What we want to do is avoid what's happened in New York and in Europe, that kind of tragic situation. And it's really what we do now is what will avert that situation.
Prof, I understand that in South Africa we're confronted with a very unique bunch of circumstances. I get that. The two worlds in one country, people starving because they can't work. I understand the extremities that the decision makers are faced with. But all things being equal, do you feel perhaps that the move from level 5 to level 4 was in fact premature?
No, I don't think premature, because really I think most of those restrictions are still in place. I think the ones which have been released are the ones which probably are necessary to kind of at least, restart or kickstart the economy. But as long as the remaining restrictions are still meticulously maintained, I think we still can stop the leakage of the virus into the community. I think we still are at the stage where the majority of the virus is still circulating in the upper socioeconomic group, mainly the return travelers and their contacts. And hopefully there's going to be less and less going to the general community, where social distancing is a challenge. Yes, I actually saw in an article, social distancing is a privilege. It's a privilege that we can kind of do, but not so easy for the lower socioeconomic groups.
I totally understand that, and that's what makes it so heart-wrenching in the context of South Africa, is there's just so different factors that one has to bring into play. Prof, we've got a short amount of time left, and I thought maybe I'd just ask you a question that has seemed to gain quite a bit of press lately, the fact that younger people are apparently secondary result of the infection is they're getting strokes. Something's happening to the blood. Is that something that is being publicized worldwide?
Yeah, it's an interesting development. As I've often said, we're still in a learning curve, and this has come out from quite a few studies overseas, that the clotting mechanism seems to be perturbed as a result of the infection. of the viral infection. And this apparently has resulted in quite a number of cases. I've actually heard also anecdotally from London that stroke seems to be one of the complications as a result of the abnormalities which occur during infection in the clotting system, and therefore, you know, giving strokes as a result of it.
Very, very interesting indeed. Prof, that took us to 4:30 on the nose exactly. Thank you for your input, and we got a date same time tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much, Simon. All the best.